guest today is Ben Peacock, who's the manager of the Towsey Winery in the town of Claremont, just south of Hudson. Welcome, Ben.
Hello, and thank you for having me.
A pleasure. When was the Towsey Winery established?
It was established back in 2006 by my father-in-law, Ray Towsey. It was his dream to make a cassis. Cassis is historically made by black currants and sugar by the French. However, Ray grows a lot of black currants, but he's also a beekeeper and would like to make his dream was to make up a cassis with black currants and honey. So with a friend of his, Bruce Tripp, he embarked on his dream to make the cassis, and the winery was established then back in 2006.
Now, is this quite unusual to make cassis with honey?
Absolutely. Usually it's made with sugar, but the honey gives it certain notes and silkiness in the mouthfeel. So, yes, it's definitely unusual.
There was a certain time on Long Island, maybe it's still true, but people were quite into the kir with white wine and cassis.
Absolutely. I think that's why cassis is known in this country by the kir and the kir royale. Now Hudson Valley is now becoming the place for cassis. I know that's not only ourselves, but there's other wineries along the Hudson-Berkshire Beverage Trail that also make a cassis. So it's becoming cassis country.
Is that agricultural reasons for that, or is it just you all have decided on that?
It's a mixture of a couple of things. One, I think the very first cassis, if I'm right in saying, in Hudson Valley was the Clinton Vineyards, and that's also made with black currants and sugar. And because of the success of the Clinton's cassis, we did a cassis, but we made with honey, and then people have latched onto the fact that cassis is quite popular. And not only that, black currants grow very well in the Hudson Valley, so putting the two together is what seems to happen, rather than a collaborative mission.
I think they actually sell black currant juice as well.
Absolutely. We have a children's version of the black currant juice and the honey sold at the Rhinebeck and Kingston Market.
What's the alcohol content in cassis?
We make a cassis with 20% alcohol. So, I think it's technically classed as a liqueur.
I see. And so first there was a cassis, then the plum wine?
Yeah, we had a plum wine that we have plum trees growing in my wife's grandma's yard. So we took plums from that tree, and also from Bruce, who I mentioned earlier on, his yard, and we made a plum wine. Ray's friend Bruce was very much into the wine, involved into local wines using local grapes, so...
I see. And you have, you were saying, two vineyards.
We do indeed. We have a vineyard on the Claremont site, the home farm. We have a couple of acres there of wine grapes. And we also have just taken over the vineyard down off 9G, formerly ran by Brotherhood, just near the Rip Van Winkle Bridge.
Now, you were saying you thought you might be going to the Finger Lakes today. Fortunately, you postponed the trip. Will that to negotiate contracts to buy grapes from there?
Yes and no. We were very lucky. When I first came over to the Hudson Valley several years ago, my knowledge of hybrid grapes, that's a cross between a native and a European vine, hybrid grapes was practically zero. We couldn't buy, or you couldn't then buy hybrid wine. So my knowledge of it was very poor, to say the least. So we went to Cornell for some advice to educate me in how should a hybrid wine taste, and what should my expectations be. They pointed me to a gentleman called Peter Bell at Fox Run Vineyards at Seneca Lake. And he, as we've later found out, that he's a world-renowned winemaker, and I've been interning up at Fox Run ever since.
I see. Now, I did an article a few years ago about, a few years ago about the grape harvest in Clermont. And someone told me then that years ago it was quite a major wine-producing region in the Hudson Valley. And it kind of all moved, or a lot of it moved to the Finger Lakes, but classically this, a lot of grapes were grown here.
Yeah, actually, I was a customer only the other day who was telling me that New York State, or even the Hudson Valley, was the, as you just said, was the wine producing, grape growing region before, even before California. And it's only, I think, lots of people have been stung with the weather, spring frosts, particularly in the Hudson Valley, and the Californians have got a fairer climate, let's say, especially during the winter. So. They've overtaken us, but yes, it's there's a few committed wineries in the Hudson Valley, and it's our job to get ourselves and the region as a whole up there amongst the best.
I think the land right along the river also has a sort of slightly warmer microclimate.
Indeed, and that's why we're so happy with the vineyard on the river, because as I've said, with the problem with the Hudson Valley is frosts, and the warm air coming, radiating off the river, warms the vines during the winter and staves off frost. So that's definitely, the closer to the river, the better it is.
Where did you come here from, by the way?
I'm originally from a little town, a coal mining town called Barnsley, which is in Yorkshire in northern England.
I see. How many cases of wine are you producing at this point?
For 2009 vintage, which we released last year, we had 850 cases, which is relatively small. This year that will go up to over 1,000, and next year will be 1,500.
And what types of wine are they?
We have currently two whites, two reds, and a rosé. We have on the white side, we have a white blend called the Queen of Clermont, which is quite popular. I know that Camille restaurant in Hudson on Warren Street, they carry that. We have the Queen of Clermont. We have a Chardonnay, which will be released in the next couple of weeks. In terms of the reds, we have the Cabernet Franc. We have a Pinot Noir. We have a Rosé and the Cassis.
And what's Cabernet Franc?
Cabernet Franc is the original Cabernet Franc, the original Cabernet grape. So Cabernet Sauvignon came from Cabernet Franc. It's a medium-bodied, very perfumey nose, nicely balanced wine.
Do you harvest the grapes mechanically or by hand?
Excellent question. We'll go back and forth with this. We pick all our grapes by hand. I know that in the Finger Lakes it's different. They, by and large, mechanically pick it. In the Long Island, they pick it by hand, but we pick it by hand.
And how do you press them?
How do we press them? We have a basket, an old-fashioned basket press, because that's lighter on the grapes. So, it takes a little longer because you only can process a certain amount of tons per day. But, yes, we have a basket press.
And then you are putting the wine in stainless steel tanks?
We have a mixture of three things. We have stainless steel tanks, we have barrels, and we also have something called a flex tank, which is an environment which mimics a barrel, but at only a third of the cost.
Now, you are going to be at this farm, food, and music festival at Clermont State Historic Site on Friday. What can you tell us about that?
We're thoroughly looking forward to it, because the first one was unfortunately cancelled due to inclement weather. So we're really looking forward to the festival on Friday. It's at the Clermont State Park, as you mentioned. It's at 4 p.m. and finishes at dusk. My wife, Kimberly, will be pouring the wine, all our wines. There'll be other vendors there from food. There'll be three bands there, I believe. So it's all local food and local music and local wine.
And when you say she's pouring the wine, that's wine samples, or you're selling wine by the glass, or how does that work?
Indeed, yeah, it's wine sampling, and I think people could buy, if people are having picnics at the park, they can buy a bottle and have a little bit of wine with their evening picnic.
I see.
That sounds like a great time. So that's an annual event there?
I think this is the first time they've had the event, but it's one of three. The first one was unfortunately cancelled, but this is the second one, and there's one the following month, if my memory serves me right. But we're looking forward to it because it's down in the Claremont State Park, right on the river.
That's a beautiful spot, yeah. Oh,
sure is.
Incredibly
sure
beautiful is. Spot. One of the nicest spots in the whole area.
Yeah, and with the nice weather, a nice glass of wine and local food, you can't go wrong.
All right. So that's Friday, again, Friday afternoon from at 4 o'clock?
Indeed, Friday at 4 p.m. We'll be there as long as all the rest. The music starts at 6 p.m.
And is there an admission charge for that?
No, totally free. So you'd be a fool not to go.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about the winery or about this event?
About the winery, just that we're open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We're also at the markets, Kingston Market. We'll be there on Friday. So, yeah, check us out, taste the wine, and we'll look after you.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in, Ben.
Many thanks.
Thank you.